Unit 1, pages 8 to 9. Task 1. The team is discussing a school visit by a community education group. Listen and write the missing information in the spaces provided in the note sheet. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Okay, everyone, let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the visit from a community education group called Youth Support Network. They're coming to hold a programme at our school on the 24th of March. Did you all get that? The 24th of March.
Yes, the 24th of March. Do we know which programme they're going to hold yet? They have a lot of different programmes on their website. Steps, Open Minds, Kickstart.
That's the one. Kickstart.
Kickstart? What's that all about?
Well, I'm not sure why it's called Kickstart, but it's a programme that aims to encourage students to be healthy. Maybe they think everyone is a couch potato.
Well, a lot of us are. Bad habits abound. I think we all need encouragement to be healthy.
Yes. It's important to be healthy. Did they say what topics the programme will cover?
Let me check. The focus is on health, but there are two main areas, physical health and mental health.
Physical and mental? Both are important, I guess.
Yes, in terms of physical health, the topics will include exercise, sleeping habits and diet. These are all things that keep your body in good shape. If you neglect any of them, your health is going to worsen quickly.
Hold on a second. I'm just drawing a quick mind map of this. For the physical health topics, you said exercise, sleeping habits, and diet, right?
Yes.
Okay. And let me just draw in a third bubble near the physical bubble. There we go. Exercise, sleeping habits, and diet.
Ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay, so under mental health, they'll cover topics that affect the way we feel and the way we think. So those are things like self-esteem, you know, like low self-esteem.
Yeah. Low self-esteem is a problem for many students, so it's good to be talking about self-esteem.
And stress. Stress is a big problem for a lot of students too.
Oops, give me a second to draw an extra bubble for the mental health category. Okay, so the topics are self-esteem and stress.
Should I explain how the programme will run?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it'll start off with a short talk to introduce the presenters and outline the programme. After the short talk, the organisers will split the students into two groups.
Two groups, right.
Yes. The first group will learn about mental health. For example, they might look at how to be more confident. You know, if you're a bit shy or unsure of yourself, you can learn how to believe in yourself. Believe that you will succeed.
Okay, let me note that down. How to be more confident.
Yes, and group two will be talking about physical health. For example, they might look at ways to get fitter.
I hope it won't just be about how to lose weight. Being healthy is not just about being slim.
That's just an example. I'm sure they'll talk about different ways to get fitter, Sam. Anyway, after that, the groups will switch. Group 1 will talk about physical health and Group 2 will talk about mental health.
And after the groups switch, is that the end?
Yes, I think so.
That sounds like a good program.
I think so too. I'll check with Youth Support Network to see if they need help with anything.
This is the end of task 1. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.